The streets been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you what I come from.
Time for the snowflakes, tell when I all the energy giving light. Now I pause, take a palm, mission unknown. No pain, no problem, a darkness with door fire, where I belong. Look at the minor league, been enough is to follow. Feeling drawn to the smear of a tram, a role model. Lost within, waging this war to find balance. A refuge, balance, a pawn to the challenge. Had asthma for years, found it hard to be heard. Radical breath, it should've kept the snake off the curb long enough. The world's world was not too drunk. Pound on my mom's finest sense when he earned enough. I'm off the rise up. Dismiss the coward enough to put it in the heart. This life is sour. So many kids, but me see there was none she hid. Tear drops soaking about you. That pain was so vivid, still killing.
Some were born leaders, and some were born followers. And some learned to follow leaders in the greatness, eventually becoming leaders. Which one are you? Gloria, X1, Admiral,
I
come on.
I'm feeling like a thing in the restroom. My eyes overwhelmed by images of this man in his tomb. But 86, assuming his position, go figure. My love is played through the mercy when I sold to this nigga. Back and forth with the fury, ways of war to see clearly. Hoping to miss the time of gas. The mercy cured me to this day. That pain pound relentless. My mom found solace within the warm bottle, numbing the senses. Found my sins on my way to the bench. I'm up to lifeless, stains with the foul stenches. Block walls, I'm saving my life. A man in the tiptoe, spit up the food for the scriptures. The eastern over young guns, running these keys blind. The killing the jewels of pain, trying to return in their mind. Trying to be that man, my niggas missed on they come up. Give them hope, they killing as fuck. And they pockets as fuck too. Facial expressions as fuck you. I wore them shoes, I ain't blaming them dude. And this is true for them same strips. Same bricks, same benches, same plots. The dog cops, them same fences, same plots. Youngin', lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses. Yeah, I was lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses.
Manifesting the business and as the podcast description says, awesome. So I was kind of piecing together what I call like your media empire. You've been creating like your where did you get your start? Where is the first thing you shared with me?
The first thing was YouTube over 10 years ago then, and I think because I was consuming a lot of YouTube at the time, and I really just been passionate about the law of attraction, which back then, what were people talking about? Only a handful of people could speak to it, you know, pretty good magic, that's not the magic that's secret. But that was kind of it. It wasn't as mainstream as it is now. So I just started to create weekly videos, except for when I forgot, of course, because I wasn't consistent back then, on how to manifest and how to use the law of attraction in your life in a very sort of crude, novice kind of way. But people loved it, and it grew steadily. And I did that for 10 years.
Wow. For anyone who doesn't know, what is the law of attraction?
It's about how your thoughts can create your reality, and how so many people just go through life accepting what happens to them. But when you discover the law of attraction, you realize that things are happening to you. You are actually co-creating everything that happens to you, the good and the bad. And once you realize that, and you also start to develop the tools to kind of harness your own energy and push your mind, you can start to use it for good and create basically the life that you've got down through.
There, I read an article about you in prepping for this interview.
All right, y'all, just gave you a little bit. I gave you a little bit of that interview. And that was her podcast, is the Law of Attraction. And that's how now she's getting that. And the reason why you didn't hear me earlier, I forgot to unmic myself. And that's why I didn't hear the video earlier, because I forgot to unmic myself. But I will play this again during BOE. That's what I'm going to do. I gave you a little bit, but I'm going to play. I'm going to play again when what she said was when she started her YouTube, she picked a genre that no one was really doing, and it became successful for her, and now she's collecting six figures and doing it. And she's using Buzzsprout ads to monetize. So monetization is where when people, especially when doing podcasts through video and audio, is where you add ads into your podcast. You watch your podcast ads will come up, and you get paid every time people, those ads come up in your video. You're not getting a lot of money, but if you monetize with different companies, the more ads you put in, depending on how long your podcast is, you should have about, I would say, no more than five, depending on how long it is. If you're doing a 2-hour, I say no more than five ads to monetize. And just think, every time somebody listens to your podcast, commercial comes on, you getting money, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. But to get six figures, but if you want to go out and hit up companies that you like, their product, and say, I got this podcast, would love to advertise your company's product. And my podcast, sorry about the yawning, y'all. In my podcast, the company says, yeah. They say, oh, we don't mind, we'll sponsor you. And We'll give you a code so that people buy the product, use your code. We'll give you this. We'll give you an amount, or we'll give you a piece of the money. So say like the company gives you, let's say the company gives you a percentage, right? If the people buy, subscribe. Say like it was DraftKings, right? They sponsoring your podcast. And let's say they give you a code, the people that sign up get a certain percentage off of that. That's dope. But if you're just starting out, DraftKings is not going to sponsor you. Because not to say you are a no name. DraftKings want to sponsor podcasts that got big views. You got numbers on your podcast for them to want to do it. Business I want to share. I told you about this podcast, I think last time, Pivot. The newest episode is up and it's with artist Teddy Swim. And I think Teddy Swim is the first artist, like first person they have that has to do with sports. I think first artist, I'm not sure. It could be the first or the second artist they had on the show. Had on their podcast that had to do with sports. And, you know, you can look, tell you swims up. If you listen to music through Apple, look them up on there. If you listen to Spotify, you can look them up on Amazon. Wherever you stream your music, you can look up Swims. And I really like Teddy Swims. He's a dope-ass artist. And I'm going to share a little tidbit from the video, from the interview. Oh, gosh, I'm over here. It's not good. So what he said, when he started out with a rock band, with a rock band. He said his voice didn't sound like how it sounds now. So just think about there are a lot of people who sing now who in the beginning didn't have the voice they have now. And Teddy Swim said he had a good voice, but somehow it developed into what it is now. Excuse me, y'all. Keep you on. No, I don't mean when you're on. But, yeah. So you go check out the Pivot on YouTube. You can listen to the soundbite through Spotify. You can listen to the soundbite through Apple Podcasts. I'm not sure if it's video form on Spotify or Apple. I'm not sure. Because it might just be the soundbite, but you can listen to it. I keep yawning. Oh boy, you know, I'm getting tired. And it's hot in this studio. That's another thing I hate. And I don't want to turn the air on because then it'll be cold because we're not in summer no more. And it'll be kind of cold in here. Oh boy, excuse me, the yawning. So yeah, my girl Gigi of Gigi's Products got new products. She has wax melt, and when she called in last time, she told you the new product she has, but she has some more new products, and it's wax melt, It's not candle wax melts. It's different than a candle. You burn it like it's a candle and get the fragrance of whatever the scent is. And she has wax melts that's popcorn, regular popcorn, and caramel popcorn. When, you know, you take the wax melts, you burn it, it smells like caramel. And I guess the what? I guess the other one smells like butter. I can have a candle or a wax melt that's food that I like because it's going to make me want the food. And it looks like real popcorn. Even though it's wax melt, it looks like real popcorn. That's, for me, that feels like, well, she's selling popcorn now. And then I looked, it was like, oh, wax melt. I'm like, okay. You look at social media, Gigi's products on TikTok, Instagram, I don't know about Twitter, Facebook. See the new product. Yep. Another podcast I told you about was my boy's ebook and Hugh Lee with Game Time Audible. I watched today before, well, like an hour before, 2 hours before the show. I was watching Game Time Audible, and they, you know, it's a sports podcast. So if you tune in on YouTube, so it's Wednesdays at 8:30, 8:30, 9 o'clock, because sometimes the time changes because, you know, the host might, you know, have something to do, so they might push it back or may come on earlier so they could cram all the sports from over the weekend in one show. And, you know, it's a sports podcast. Another one I think I told you about was Tank's R&B Money with J Valentine as his co-host. Trying to think. I'm trying to think. So, I know I mentioned this months ago before my anniversary popped up. Was popping up. I said I wanted to hit, you know, listenership at 500,000. Not there. Didn't get there because, you know, people listen, but it's not like they listen, you know what I'm saying? It's not like an everyday thing. They might listen here or there. And when I look at my numbers, it tells me the countries of the people that are listening. And I see that Argentina is at 19%. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? That Argentina is really rocking, girl. Let me see what it is. Let me check it again. Because I know last time I checked, Argentina was at 19%. Because before that was at 15%. I'm like, Argentina's really rocking, girl. And you know what? What I realize is people, just like our genres of music, I think people in other countries, all genres of music is just that. Because it's not in their language, it's kind of hard to grasp it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I like Latin music, but I don't speak Spanish. So when I listen to it, I don't know what they're saying. But then if you translate the words and translate it to English, it's like, oh, it's talking about a woman. She's beautiful. He's in love. You know? But it sounds so much sexier because it's in Spanish, you know? An artist who's from, I think she's from Korea. Her name is Delta Water, and her song is Baby Come Close to Me. And I think she does it in English and in Korean, the song. So when I sing along with it, I know some of the words because of the English part. But if I keep listening and keep listening, I will be able to catch her Korean parts and learn it because I'm listening to it a lot. You understand what I'm saying? When you keep listening to a song that's not in the language you speak, if you keep listening, when you pay close attention, you will be able to learn that song's lyrics. And then when you look up the lyrics, you'll be able to follow, even though it may be in her language, Korean, whatever. Listen so much, you'll be able to follow along because you will understand the words. May not know what they mean, but you will understand the words. And so, let's get to the dashboard. Let's see what the percentage is. So, the percentage with Argentina is 19.34%. Canada is 4.12%. France is 2.02%. United Kingdom is 5.7%. So basically, you could say 5% of United Kingdom. The fact that Argentina is 19%, though. That's a Latin country. And they speak, I think it's Spanish. They speak Spanish. You understand what I'm saying? So for them to love me that much, and they don't even, you have some that probably are bilingual, and I appreciate it, Argentina. I appreciate every country that's ever listened to Roller Star on the radio. Because seeing numbers like that keeps you motivated and want to keep doing what you're doing. When it's low numbers, real, real low numbers, it's like, you feel like no one is tuning in and listening. But Argentina showed me that they're listening. My boy Six Eyes, Six Eyes Radio, had his anniversary last week. Excuse me, he was supposed to join me on the show, BOE. So we can talk some more about his anniversary, you know, what it feels like being in radio for 11 years, even though I just did 12, but still, you know, you want to ask a question what it felt like to keep still doing radio after his accident. Because I think I mentioned it to y'all years ago. My boy had an accident. He was, you know, in the shower. He slipped and lost vision in his eyes to make him blind now. And when he had his accident, as his friend in radio, I took over his show. So if you go to his station, and you go back in time, I would simulcast so that he would still have shows while he was recovering from the accident. And then he decided he wanted to come back and take back his station. And I still was helping him through the process, you know. Because having our sight, having our hearing, it's something we take for granted. That a lot of us take for granted. And for those who are born with no vision or born without hearing, They kind of envy us. You know what I'm saying? Because you've heard it before. Somebody say, "I envy you for something," people who are born blind or deaf envy those who can see and hear. But then when something happens to us, to where we, that function they were born without, that we lose, complain, we're upset. It's like we want to fight the whole world because, oh, I can't hear anymore. Oh, I can't see anymore. So now we want to fight the whole world. Yep. You know, and I wanted to talk to him, you know, about, you know, like, and when he did his first show, he says on his, many a times, his first, he was playing his, I think it was a song he said by Fabulous, and that song kept playing and playing and playing. It's like a repeat song. And me, that would be me. Because I like a song that much that I would repeat it, repeat it. I wouldn't do it. Beat your ear on it 1,000 times. I probably do 3. I go 3 the most. Because some songs are repeatables. And what I mean by repeatable, meaning it's a song that you love that you can put on repeat and not get tired of listening to it. You know. So, yeah. So, you know, Road to Stardom merch is out on our store. Where you can purchase T-shirts, hoodies. Now I think I need to put a fresh new design. I need to do a T-shirt and a hoodie, a fresh new design. Our YouTube page is Road to Stardom TV. So on YouTube, putting the shirt in the search or the TV, hit the subscribe button. I just bring my subscriber numbers up. So hit the subscribe button for your girl. You don't have to watch the videos on the page. I just need you to subscribe. And I think on TikTok, well, just follow us on TikTok. And I think when you have 1,000 subscribers, that allows you to go live from the TikTok page. Me, I don't like being in front of the camera because, one, my hair ain't done. Because sometimes, you know, being a blogger, sometimes you don't look in the camera. That's why if I record any videos, sometimes I record video not showing my face or my whole body because it makes me look bigger than what I am. And then, you know, when your hair is looking right, record yourself, your hair ain't looking right. What else did I want to share with y'all? Gloria Ave Signature Apparel. You can go to GloriaAveSignature.com. Purchase some of that. I have to check to see if he has, I need to check if he has any new items. Let me check. I'm about to spell it wrong. Okay. He's fixed up the way I see. I see Chance fixed up the website. Because before, there was no lookbook. It was just showed you all the items that he had in there. So, as lookbook, shop, a company, how to contact the company in their Instagram. So, you're going to do. So, the first page is the lookbook. So, I see he got hoodie dresses. I remember seeing this before. He has the hoodie dress. And the tank top. Right, and then you go into the shop, pick what you want. Got the crop hoodie for the ladies. Got the crop hoodie. Got fatigues. Those who like the fatigue. I think that's the only thing that's new to that. Now, okay, it says, let's see, it says, founded in 2021, Gloria Signature is a New York City-based urban apparel brand inspired by greats hailing from the great city, specializing in both footwear and sportswear. The line was inspired by my company founder and head designer Chance. I'm laughing. You ever have somebody ask you to read something, and you read it, and it's in, how to say it, like you're reading in third person, or whatever. Like basically, the person's having you put it. Where they're talking about themselves, but you, the person reading it, not realizing that you're reading something the person wrote was about themselves, but the way they wrote it is like they're talk. It's like you're reading, you know. Right. That's a little okay. What's that? You have just an email, GloriaSignature@gmail.com. I'll keep these up for a collabo. I'm trying to think, if I ask him about doing a collab, and the collab will be in the colors, the company colors of Road to Star. So, you ever check out, you know, Gloria Signature? I don't know if I want to do a hoodie or a t-shirt. I think it should be a t-shirt. Yeah, do the collab as a t-shirt. Because my company is Road to Star. We have Signature. So the t-shirt would be Glory Road. And it was a rock band called Glory Road. I think it was a music group called Glory Road. I think there was a movie. But I have to check and make sure there's no rock group or music group called Glory Road, because they may have trademarked the name. And, you know, now people sensitive when they trademark something and you use it, you not pay them a fee using it. You know? But if there's no Then I want to collab and do a t-shirt. So, Walter Starling's color is orange, blue. You have the colors of the New York. If you see their uniforms, you see white, you see black, you see a blue, you see an orange. Those are the colors, the main colors of those are the colors of the Stardom. So if you think of the colors, those are the colors, the blue, the orange, the black with the orange and blue and the white. So two-tone, meaning that not tie-dye, two-tone. Yeah. I don't know how it would look if it was one. So if you do a tie-dye of the colors of the blue and orange together, the black and the white together, and then across the shirt. Or you could do the solid blue, the orange, not anything, glory gold, without. You do the blue, with the orange lettering. Outline will either be black. The outline color will either be black or white. I will go with the white, with the orange, go with the white. And say glory gold. Then the same thing, we have blue, an orange shirt, blue writing, blue shirt, orange shirt, say glory roll with the outline over the with the outline over the words. Do the black and white. The white, so we have the white t-shirt, black things, the outline on it, like maybe an orange outline or blue outline, whichever one goes best. And the black t-shirt, white right outline, which is a blue color one. And then, you know, people see it, but I say Glory Road. And I would announce to the people there's a collab. I mean, his clothes are already making money, but I just wanted to do, I want to do that. Because I play, because Gloria is also a record label. So I play their music, you know, Glory music. That's to do the Glory Road. Glory Road collab. I want the words that got stripped. That's the and I was then that would be dope. That would be dope, yeah. I'm not gonna say it wrong. Let's see what is it? My eyes is tired, so I'm not gonna stay on long. Cause I not wanna sleep on here. Company. Oh, Uzima. Just Google Spotify. Google Uzima or check him out through your Spotify, your Apple. His new song is called, I think it's The Art of the Slay. The Art of the Slay. I will tell you in a minute. Let me see if I can find it on the name of the album. Just give me a minute. My Apple. Okay, so when you look him up, as Uzima, and I know sometimes it's UZMAPHILIP. So he has a song called Disinformation. I'm trying to see that cover. Okay, it's called The Book of Slade. It's The Book of Slade. That's the name of the new album. The Book of Slade. Yep. Called The Book of Slade. That's his project. I'm trying to think who else has music that I like. Tank's new album. Check out Tank's album. R&B Money. Trying to think of artists that I like music out. Besides Tank, I'm trying to figure out who else beyond Renaissance, but okay, here's an artist to check out. There's a female artist. Her name is Alicia. And she's spelled A-R-L-E-E-I-H-A. It's called Divide. You can go check that out through Spotify, through Apple. I'm assuming you just put in that name, Alicia. Trying to think who else in the business I tell you about. I really have nothing else to talk about. That's the sad part of doing these shows. Especially talking shows. You don't have to really talk about. So we'll do y'all all tonight. Sorry in the beginning right there because I forgot to unmic myself. I gave the intro and everything. I forgot the intro so like myself. I'm just busy talking away thinking you mean you don't. The reason why I messed up with the intro is because I don't make noise in the background, and while I'm talking, you can't make any noise. That's why I always mute myself, but I forget to unmute myself. I appreciate I was rocking with the girls, And we'll just, the next culture, I'll give you the date. So you can mark it down on your calendar. You cut out my calendar. October 9 p.m. Eastern time, I know. It's 11. It's the reason why I'm at 9 is I get in at 7 ordered some dinner, ate my dinner, I finished eating, it was 10 times. I'm going to just go on at 11. Normally, I will post about it and let people know as a promotion business, but even sometimes when I post, people don't call in to promote. People sure don't. I think I'm number 97. This is number 97. I think I hit on going high with the show. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going high with the show. Because I was thinking, why not do it 2 times a month? And I'm like, if I do it 2 times a month, I got it the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday. That's how I would go, the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday. So the 19th is the next one. The 19th is the next one. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I'm not on at 9, that means something can't. I push back 11, but now I don't know when, then the 26th, if it doesn't happen on the 19th, the 26th, after my birthday, birthday's on the Tuesday, I hate when my birthday on the week, I hate when it's on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, I hate it when it's on Saturday because I can't do nothing because I'm going to work today. When it's like Thursday, Thursday not so much, I'm okay with it. Friday, because I do stuff on those days, no one's going to say, oh, I go to work. They'll be off on those days. I'm going to do what I always do for my birthday, is order out. Out and have a cake. Restaurant called Cezanne. It's a Caribbean, Asian Caribbean cuisine. So it will be open on my birthday. If their prices is not expensive, then if their prices are decent, I may want to try food from there. Because I'm Asian, Caribbean, and Asian. So I was like, okay, you know, jerk fried rice. Now, this is what I was, this is on a menu, thinking, one of the most popular, is when you get Jamaican cuisine, jerk chicken. So I'm like, okay, what's Asian fried rice? Mix the two together, Asian fried rice, chicken rice. Then I think the next thing would be, oxtails, but I make oxtails. thinking, like, how would they do the oxtape and that shit with, mix it with the, I'm like, how would they do that? Because we already had the jerk chicken rice. We don't need an oxtape for our rice. Or you can do, because you know sushi, but how would you turn sushi Caribbean? Because the same fish the Asians eat is not the same fish they eat in the Caribbean. So let's see. Do salmon, but let's see. When I was in Barbados, I had fish as one of the fishes. They had marlin. They got conch. Let's see. If you do conch, I don't know. Eat conch, but if you take all Caribbean islands, you can do conch fried rice. Chicken fried rice, you got conch fried rice. I don't know. If you miss any show, Road to Stardom, all you gotta do is area.com/Road to Stardom. Or just Google Stardom Radio platforms we are on that you can try to any show you missed. I'm gonna be a piece of appreciation. Don't be a stranger on Road to Stardom Radio. Bye now, next show I have for you is the experience.